Dang.
Okay, so right off the bat, I'm going to encourage those who are listening, through the ears and not doing the visual component, pause this, or write it down in your notes right now. I'm going to open up the YouTube, never mind, and I'm going to look at the screen because my skin looks fucking amazing.
You can watch it on Spotify.
And that's why I love Spotify. And that's why I would never choose any other platform. I love Spotify. But also, love Apple Music and an Apple Podcast. So open up that shit, wherever you are. Look at my skin, everybody.
Shit is glowing.
It's, for someone who has struggled, still do, with acne most of my life, this is, let's fucking go.
Let's go.
I have to give it to my girl, Skin by Jill, here in New York City. She is a guru. This is not sponsored. She is someone who's so passionate about making others feel good. And I feel fucking amazing. I feel good.
Yeah,
I got my iced tea in one hand and my baby in the other.
She gave me a routine that I haven't been routining.
What was the routine, King?
I'm bad at that.
What was the routine, King?
It's just, to at night wash.
Oh my God.
And which I sometimes skip on, but to wash at night, followed by a firming serum, followed by a moisturizer. Oh, wash. See, this is where I already messed up. Wash.
Exfoliate. That's where you're not doing the work. It's all about the homework. It's all about the homework.
Exfoliate.
That's where I put my faith in her and I said, and it wasn't about the expensive products. It wasn't about the expensive products, everyone. But anyways, hope your skin's feeling great. I am feeling confident. I am feeling good. I've got my hat on and I'm ready to podcast.
Oh! I have to take this top off of this coffee. Can't stand the sippy cup.
Take it off.
Can't stand it.
We are coming off a well-needed rest.
4 day. Ooh, I wouldn't call it a rest.
Okay, we went absolutely fucking crazy.
I wouldn't call it a fucking rest.
Because we went fucking crazy with it. We got absolutely hammered every single day. I started with the Caesars. My American friends, I started with it. Bloody Mary.
Yep. You,
biggest difference, Clamato. Yeah.
Yeah. You experienced your first ever.
Fourth of July.
And I
haven't been the same since. Look at me. My skin's glowing. I've got a hat on.
I haven't taken that hat off.
And my skin is glowing.
July 5th, you put that hat on and I haven't seen you without that hat on.
It's because if you take this off, I have a giant bald spot.
Did something happen July 4th?
Firework.
Really?
Just the top of my head.
What was it? Like a bottle rocket and just went like, and like zipped right past the top of your head and just took off like a big strip of it?
It kind of just went, yeah. It was like one of those sparkler ones. So it wasn't a firework. It was just like, I was watching the fireworks, sparkler. And I went, I'm proud to be an American. Kid.
And you lifted it up to your head.
And then someone took a twisted tea.
And poured it on top. To get rid of the fire.
Yeah. My twisted hair is getting longer though.
America's favorite twisted tea.
America's favorite. I did have a question for you that I should ask off the podcast, but I'm going to ask here.
Okay. Love when that happens.
Our friend, AK, had a story of this Instagram story. This man had a firework in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then the firework looked like it just, how do I put this lightly? The flames engulfed his face.
Yeah. The fuse on it, because that was a bottle rocket. Okay. What you're supposed to do with that is take it, put it in a bottle or some sort of thing that can point directly up.
Bottle rocket, yes. So Wes Anderson's first film.
and you light it, and then the fuse goes off and it sends it shooting up. It goes,
right. So goes, a firework.
And then goes, it's not a very big pop. Kind of like that.
So firework.
Yes. This gentleman on the story, he put it in his mouth and lit it. And I think the idea was that he would sort of let go right as it was about to take off, which I've seen people do before. He seemed to get a nice bit of spark to the face.
So,
and I hope he's okay.
Is there an, I was going to ask you if he's okay.
Because if he's not, question. I don't know. And if he's not, he's going to be looking like Two-Face from Batman, and he's going to walk around with a coin, and he's going to go,
"Yee, hello,
heads or tails."
He's going to go. He's going to go, "Hello, my pretty." That's what he sounds like, right?
Heads or tails. There's always a choice.
Oh, Batman. Peter Parker.
And who's that? That you just did?
The Riddler?
I don't know. You said Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
The Riddler is not in Marvel Universe.
Who's the Riddler?
The Riddler is Batman.
What's the difference between the Riddler and the Joker?
The Riddler leaves little clues for either things that he's going to do or things that he has done. You can't really like catch him or find him. The Joker kind of just wreaks havoc.
They're too similar.
They are a bit.
They're too similar.
In the new rendition, they are a bit similar.
Yeah.
Even in the old ones, because you know who played Riddler in the old ones?
Oh, Paul Dano.
No, in the old ones. It's fitting. I'll show you a picture of what he looked like too.
Is it?
Oh, shit.
Hugh Jackman?
No.
What? Who? I have a phone here.
Oh, we could have done that.
We could have done that.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he was the Riddler.
See, am I right, guys? Riddler similar to the Joker. Guys, think of something new, huh? How about Carly Quinn?
Yes. Here's the difference. This is what he looked like, which is not what Paul Dano's.
Well, no, because the new one is.
He's more of a freak.
The new one is emo Batman, right?
He's more of a freak.
Okay, so they're pretty similar in my opinion, right? No, I'm getting that.
Yeah.
So what what universe? They're not Marvel.
No, they're DC.
They're DC. And DC. I should know this.
Yeah. There's right. DC Comics.
Where's Marvel Harley Quinn fit into that? Because she's my favorite.
She's in the DC universe.
And she's like this. The joke, she's like this, "You think you're crazy? I'll show you crazy." Which one?
DC.
She's in DC.
Yeah.
So, Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Was a DC movie?
DC.
Wait, they actually funded that shit. But then DC also did the Batman Robert Pattinson.
Well, I don't
know. How is that making sense?
Okay. So here's the thing. I don't know about who's funding it necessarily, but it is
the rights.
Yes, it's the DC universe. DC Comics owns Batman.
Very, even the Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Knight, the Joker, Batman makes sense. Same people, right?
Yeah.
Then Suicide Squad.
Wait. You're saying like the Dark Knight, Batman, the
Joker, Joaquin Phoenix.
And what's his name? The new Batman with what's his face? Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
You're saying all of those feel...
Makes sense.
Okay.
Right? Like the same creators.
Like a dark.
That's right.
Okay.
Then you go Suicide Squad and you go, what? How could anyone try to make a better movie after that?
Well, this is what I think happened, genuinely.
Yes.
I think
Hollywood got their paws on it?
No.
Oh, the executives their paws on it?
Yes and no. Okay. DC.
I blame Will Smith.
Has a bit of a darker, has had a darker feel to it. Their characters, well, Superman is DC, so maybe not so much, but they've always been a bit more serious.
And that's Spider-Man too, as well.
No, Spider-Man is Marvel.
Oh my fucking God.
So Spider-Man
okay.
and the Avengers and all of that are very bright and funny a little bit. There's
right,
humor
right. Deadpool.
Built into it.
Wolverine, Deadpool. Yes. That's Marvel.
That.
The new movie is, coming out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like our friendship.
That is DC.
Would you say you're Wolverine or are you Deadpool?
X-Men is, or is X-Men Marvel?
Are you Deadpool or are you Wolverine? Like in the two of us.
You are Deadpool.
Yes. It's because I'm sarcastic. Oh, it's because I speak fluent car sarcasm.
Wait, now I have to look that up too.
What?
I don't know if X-Men is Marvel or DC. I want to say it's Marvel.
There's no way it's DC. That's the film. DC is...
It's Marvel. X-Men's Marvel.
DC is Brooklyn. Marvel is Manhattan.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Those are Marvel movies.
It's that time. Connery, cue the music. It's that time again.
Where?
Lion's Mane time. Veronica eats her Lion's Mane.
Oh.
And no, it's not like the animal. It's a mushroom.
The new segment where Veronica takes her mushroom pills. How fast can she do it?
I'm tripping. Dude.
Are you tripping on me?
Why is the table turning into my dad?
Anyways.
Fun fact, I can't swallow pills like that. I can't.
I did know that about you.
I have to eat pills in food. I'm a baby.
You know who else does that?
Babies.
Pussies and chickens.
And babies. I don't know what happened at what point in my life, but for whatever reason, I just can't do it.
You just gotta
open. Can't get it down. I can't.
I can get a lot down. Easily. So
what do you mean by that? So 4th of July.
Fourth of July.
We were hitting.
Okay.
We were setting. We were spiking. We were.
Playing. Volleyball.
Which.
Was fucking awesome.
And both of us sort of had this hidden talent from our youth that
yes.
came to light.
Yes. So basically we went to the park. Our new goal is to stay at home as much as possible. But we went to the park and then we played volleyball with our friends and new friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're making new friends this summer. And we had a grill.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. I brought my Polish roots and I brought my
kielbasa.
Kielbasa, like very good.
Which
and it
was
slapping.
It slapped.
Oh, I could eat it today for dinner.
That shit was good. Busted.
But you want it, I like it when it's like charcoal, like.
It was. It was crispy.
No, it was crispy. I mean, that's the way I'm like, you can't just do it here.
I know. We don't have a grill.
Grill. You can't just like do that shit. You can't do it on a, I don't want to do it on a pan.
You might be able to do it in the oven. You might be able to kind of like char it up in the oven.
Maybe. Air fryer?
Maybe. Who knows? But that shit was crispy.
But you want those
yummy.
Oils.
I had a belly full of kielbasa.
Yep. And then we
I
said.
I had a couple beers. Only a couple.
Yep. And then they said.
I'm responsible. And then we hit the court. Which in this case was a patchy grass field with a volleyball net set up.
And I kid you not, something happened where when I touched that ball, I was teleported back to 1982.
When you were 10.
The Japan Olympics.
Oh.
And I was on the team. Anyways, and I, you know, I'm sorry. But for real, so we started playing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not bad.
You're not. Your serve, you have a wicked serve.
I had 8 points in a row. I was playing with like 6'2" men and yeah. I did eight and I'm a 5'2" girl. I played, the girl part does not matter.
There were other ladies on the
there
court.
There were other ladies. But 8 points in a row.
8 points in a row.
I had the star. Bink. And it's an underhand one. I just know where to aim it. You know what I mean? And then you're really good too. And then we were like on some shit.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of good.
Yeah. we were on some shit. We were kind of good.
Were you? I was not surprised that you're good because you look athletic.
I used to play volleyball.
You're tall.
Mm-hmm.
This is making, I loved to see you play sport, to see, play sport.
Thanks.
And just, it reignited some sort of.
You've seen me bowl.
I've seen you bowl. I've seen
That's
you bowl.
A sport.
Yeah. Sure. But volleyball is a real sport. So that felt different.
Mm.
And did you, were you surprised? Because you've never seen me. You've seen me work out.
I wasn't surprised. And even when I said, I think you surprised yourself. Before we were going, I was like, oh, Veronica's played volleyball. Veronica used to play volleyball. And you're like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't.
I played till grade 8.
But still, you have it in you. You have that. The playing from like 3rd grade to 8th grade
yeah,
is enough time to where when you come back to it, you've at least got it a little bit.
Yeah, like I know how to position my... Yeah. You know.
You know how to do it. That's when I played.
But it was like this. I was like this. The second we got on the court, I was like, we need to call it, guys. Call it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's obvious, call that ball. Mine. Set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was like, I was a captain in grade 8.
Yeah.
Then I was going to say auditioned.
Tried out for
the high school team and did not make it because there's actual good players. And I am a little short, but there's a short player in every team.
The libero.
That's right. And it goes, which I can't wait to watch. In the Olympics, we're going to be watching all these sports. We're going to get inspired to play other sports. But I was, we played for four hours. On the court and it really was like a childlike joy I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We were laughing. We were just like, I was like, there's a point to life again.
It was great.
Yep.
I turned into my old coach and I kept saying what my coach used to say to me.
What's that?
Which is whenever I would hit it with one hand, she would go, two hands is always better than one. Two hands is always better than one.
Yeah, there was a, yeah.
Because and it is. Let's talk about that. It is, okay?
In every situation.
Go up. And the ball's coming and you just go like this.
I've never thought to do that.
But there were people.
There were people on our team.
Who had clearly not played before. But,
so anyway, that was day one. That was the first day of our long weekend. Then the next day, it's very hot here. Do we see Inside Out 2?
Inside Out 2.
Oh my God. And I cried like a little bitch because it was about anxiety and, you know, I have that shit. Oh, hi.
No spoilers.
Can we just normalize that shit? I have it.
No spoilers because we can't, but yeah. If you've seen Inside Out 1, they brought in the new little emotions, anxiety being the leader of them, which at what a perfect time in the
today's
world,
age.
The state of the world.
It's almost
everyone's
like-
got it.
The phones are giving it to us.
And it was the way, fuck, I don't want to start crying on here. While we were in the theater, I had to stop myself from crying so that I wanted to interrupt everybody's viewing experience while we were there because there are just some things in that movie that just hit so hard.
Yeah.
Because Pixar is just so good at I don't know. They just can. They know how to personify things in ways that you're just like, oh yeah, that's the best way to visualize what that's like, and
simplify it.
And simplify it. They personify to complex emotions.
A child
in a simple way.
But yet, I'm relating to it as a 50-year-old woman in the theater.
Yeah,
and did not have popcorn in hand because. It was a big croissant weekend. I had a croissant every single day from different bakeries here in the city. And, well, anyways, I ate like shit this weekend.
I was happy no popcorn during that.
No, it was good. We need to go back to that theater.
Because if we had popcorn, I would have got salt and butter in my eyes.
What's a movie that like you, in a theater that you've seen that you had to do that? Okay, any you know what? Not in the theater. Any time that you're like, oh.
Like I had to stop.
Besides Soul, because that's, we've talked about that.
But that is one of them. I mean, it's such a classic. I don't even want to say it because it just feels so like, yeah, no shit. But I was a
Marley
little-
Marley and Me?
Marley and Me.
How did I know that?
Because it's no shit.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Also, I've never had a dog.
Oh.
So I don't think I would cry.
Yeah, that one I watched, I think, by myself at home as a kid. And yeah, it just-
Rocks your world.
It rocks you. It's such Damn. A good movie.
I did the heave cry.
The what?
The heave cry?
What's that? Okay.
Right. I think I've said this probably. Saw it twice in theaters, which I've never done. Call Me By Your Name. The end was...
Ilio.
Oh my God. I'll never experience love like that.
Elio. Huh?
Elio.
I think he says Elio.
No, it's Elio.
You sure?
Yeah.
Shit.
Elio. Oliver. And it just, at the end, I just go, like, it was, couldn't get up from my seat.
When Timmy's looking in the fire?
Yep. Because you can see... I don't want to talk shit on Timothée Chalamet, but has he surpassed that performance? No, he has not.
Yeah.
Besides with Wonka.
The scene... Wonka was riveting. The scene with his dad got me in that a little bit.
I cried, like, truly so many times in that movie. Mm-hmm. That time where the dad's like, I've never experienced love like that.
Mm-hmm.
But how amazing it is to feel something than nothing at all.
Yeah, exactly. Great little speech from that guy. Great actor. Don't know his name.
He's given Robin Williams vibes.
Of course, everybody says that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Robin, I kind of want to go into Robin Williams' movie.
Little binge?
We miss him. He's someone that you like... miss and you, you know what I mean?
All right, Michael.
Go shove it up your ass.
What was it that he said recently?
Yeah.
What was it? He just was talking about Robin Williams.
Yeah. I think he comes in, he's like, dude, I really miss Robin. Robin. I don't think he said Williams. I really miss Robin. Genuine. We're like, what? He's like, Robin Williams, that like rocked me. I like when everyone like thinks it was like just a personal thing. I think even Connor, you've said this, where like, you know, it's just like a personal thing that like when Robin Williams died, like I cried. Like I had a connection to him. That's the magic of Robin Williams was that everyone did. Everyone remembers where they were when that happened. I was getting on a flight. Oh. I was going to Poland. With my mom. And I was like, holy fucking shit. But anyways, I need to do a
deep dive.
I need to do a deep dive.
On the, yeah. What's Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yep. Dead Poets Society.
Classic.
Good Will Hunting.
One of the best.
This one was a weird one. He played a doctor in two movies. The one I saw was that they... I don't want to speak out of term, but it was like people who had were disabled, and then they got this pill, and it made them abled, and then it wore off. I don't.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Flubber.
Okay, flubber. Fuck. What?
It's flubber.
No, that's not the one. But anyways, it was
episode 38.
I won't lie to you guys. I had a smooth move tea last night. If anyone knows what that is.
If you need to take a break, we'll just
I might need to take a break in maybe about 5 seconds.
Do you need to do that?
I do.
Go. We'll cut.
Episode 38!
Episode 38. We didn't just have a cut.
So now, Connery, this is where you cut.
No, my hands are wet.
Why? How'd they get wet when you were just sitting in here the whole time?
Yeah, I didn't just go to the bathroom and Smooth Move really did its thing.
As it should.
As it should. That's what I wanted it to do.
As it should.
Because I ate like deep, deep, shit deep. This weekend.
Deep, deep. Guys, if you haven't already, hit the fucking comment button, hit the subscribe button, hit the button, fucking like. Go to the Patreon link in the bio if you want to see some more bonus content. And if you want to get some merchandise, there's a link in the bio. And please don't forget to like this video and it helps the algorithm. And if you want to do it,
we have some people to thank this episode.
Oh, shit.
Some incredible. Connery, cue that motherfucking music. Run, 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 run.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knight Sir Pubesalot.
Hello, King.
I'm not the king.
I know, I'm speaking to the king.
Oh, okay. I just announced you.
This is quite...
And the king would have, like, never done that, by the way. Yes.
Sorry. This is quite difficult for me. I've never been up here before. What is it that I'm supposed to do?
What is it you're supposed to do? Come over here, kid. Okay, what do you mean you don't know what you're supposed to do?
I don't know. My mother sent me, and now I'm here. And...
You're supposed to propose to the princess, you dimwit. Shit, motherfucking... Pisser.
Propose to the princess?
Yes. You are going to take the thy name by throne. You are going to take thy princess' hand and betroth it by name. She is... but the most special in the land. And it's not because she's the princess. It's because she reads books and because she sings and because she's kind right to her core. But I cannot be with her. So go. Do it.
But I've never met this woman. How am I supposed to propose to her?
I know that. And I wish that I could just propose to her. I really wish I could.
And why not?
Because look at me. I'm a servant. Look at this hat. Yes, it may seem like it's cost lots of money, but it's in fact free.
But servant...
And the shoes on my feet! Those might seem like they can dance a minute, but they actually... They just help me clean.
But servant, there are so many more knights that deserve her hand more than I. How is it that I am the one that's chosen? There's a whole list of them.
People would kill to be you, Sir Pubesalot.
Like who?
Tell me. Wait. What if we...
Trade places?
Yes!
And you become... Sir Pubesalot and I... The servant.
Bald spot revealed. Wait. Yes. Okay. I'll be you.
Okay. Oh, well...
Pee-pee poo-poo. I'm Sir Pubesalot.
Well,
my
servant...
My pubes are so long, I have to braid them.
Servant, in order to be me, you need to know these people. They are... But the other knights in my...
Oh, here they come. Yes, I will rally them all together. Yes. Hi, hello, knights. It's me, Sir Pubesalot, for sure. No one else, it is me. Hello, Finn Bruce, Sarah Dahlstrom, Zan, Hayden Kuhn, Adrian DeBicki, Lucy Walker-Cox, Badsick, Ashlyn, AOPP Sponsor, Lily One of One, Erin Ruggiero, Katie Chase, Nelson Brook, Eric Burke, Bella Pedrica, Carlotta Arsenberg, Sophie Kunkrowski, Bella Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Helly, Diana Kreisman, Monza Wisa, Louis, Susie Alvarez, Poppy Davies, Martin LeGrand, Bella Stone, Loli, Willie One of One, Coco, Mia Babidia, Andre Sanchez, Ali, Jack Blore, Law Strelitz, Hold my groin. Hivewind Hiley. Riley. Hannah Newsom. Daniel Vinard. Stink. Emily Faith. Ben Hare. Anastrazy. Deals for Reels. Favi. Shut the fuck up. Mazin Amravi. Oh, fuck. Oh, I know. We met him. Mazin Ab.
Say it.
No, help.
Say it. Abugarbia.
Abugarbia. Hi, Mazin. Mazin Abugarbia. And Antonio Mora, Josiah, Maggie Moron, Mackenzie, Stinky L, Freshly Cut Fruit, Jamie Pentagon, Adriana R, DJ Khaled Sticker Girls, You the Best, Danny Manny, Helly Nelson, Betsy, T-Bone Cornbread, The Joy Hotel is the best band in the world, Bank Ruby, Veronica Kyle, _ awesome, awesome friends for reals, Austin Furtig, Taylor Lania, Lily Lily Cinquanto, C. Rosso, my friends, my liege, my love, my life, my team.
Yes.
I shall take you to battle, and now I shall propose to my queen, to my princess, to my princess. My princess Pearl. Are you sick, my love?
No.
Are you shy?
No, I'm just, I have such a soft voice because I'm such a princess.
Turn around. What that thing do? What that thing do?
You like what you see?
I do. So much so, I'm going to ask your name.
Well, you better put a big shiny rock on my hand, or you ain't getting none of this.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Will you, Pearl, marry me?
Oh, yes, sir. Pubes and not. I will.
Ah, perfect. Perfect fit.
Shiny.
Slides right on.
But of course, you'll have to wait 30 years.
For what?
Oh.
Till I can tap that ass.
The king has
scene.
And scene.
Woo! Where's my hat?
This is how we do it. Did it mess up my new haircut?
No. You look great.
I'm just realizing
it.
Something.
What?
You should have worn that hat on. You should have worn that hat on Sunday. You would have fit in. You would have fit in a little more. You would have fit in just a little bit more.
Guys. So now the weekend has taken us. This is a weekend update. This is Saturday Night Live's weekend update with hosted by Veronica Slykowska and Kyle Chase. So Sunday night, I get invited to perform on a...
We've been invited, but it was for Sunday night.
We've?
You had been invited. You didn't get invited on Sunday, is what I'm saying.
No. It was a show. It was a show, but this wasn't just any show.
Mm-mm.
This was a magic show, and I hope Connery did something there. If not, I look stupid. So my friend is a magician.
Yeah.
And invited me on, and he's an incredible magician. So I was like, okay, this is going to be like fun. So we show up, right? And I'm supposed to be like the in-between comedy set. So I don't know if anyone's familiar with magic or magicians. They are, number one, very talented. Number two, horny. Number three, funny. Because you have to fill in the gaps while you're prepping. You're distracting the audience with your charm.
Yeah, you gotta be charming.
And then, you know, pulling a rabbit from your hat.
Or something. Like
so anyways, you know.
Well, this magic show. Right. It was called Stand Up Magic because the idea is that it is stand-up comedy meets magic. You join the two together. You got stand-up magic. The show, I have to say, from the crowd's perspective,
yeah,
me being in the crowd, was awesome.
No.
It was incredible.
This is the thing.
It was sick.
It was fucking incredible. It really like blew my mind. I won't say the tricks because I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know what you're allowed to say. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like really mind-boggling shit.
Mm-hmm.
Really crazy stuff. And so I'm watching and I'm entertained and I'm like, oh my God. And they're funny and they're like quick and they to a T. And I'm going, oh, this probably isn't a good place to try out some new jokes. And and honestly, I'm an alt comic, I'd say. I do kind of alternative things.
Yeah. You're not a stand-up, I'll tell you that.
God, no. I'd say I'm pretty niche, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Michael and Kai, I'm going, as I'm watching these amazing magicians, I'm going,
I can't do this. I can't go up there.
I can't go up there.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to eat shit. Also the setup of it was, so I'm going to come up and do weird jokes that no one's going to get and I don't do magic.
Followed, yes. Weird jokes that no one's-
failure.
Weird jokes that no one's going to get followed by two incredible magicians that just like really wowed the crowd. Like really, so then really, I come really up
with a wig falling off my head. I'm stuttering over my words. I am nervous at this point because I'm like, this, it really, I can't tell if it checked me because usually I'm in Brooklyn and I'm like doing, you know, yesterday's show, I had a show last night and I was like, this is fucking awesome. Right. I'm like, it's my audience. But then outside of that, you know, we start to get a little wonky.
Yeah, there's...
Also, I was trying new stuff. That was like the main thing.
For sure. Trying new stuff at a magic show.
As in, I wrote a Charlie XCX song. And no one knew who she was or who Bo Burnham was. Or they didn't get right. Anyways.
Play the song.
It was a bomb. It was a bomb.
Let's play the song.
One second.
Okay.
So it was a bomb. But you need to, for all my fellow comedians out there, you need to have a bomb. You need to bomb. Yeah, I think even the pros bomb.
You got to.
It humbles you and you go, ah.
And you also just go, oh, well, next time.
Yeah. Truly, I was like, all right. But it was pretty funny. Michael and Kyle, like the three of us were like laughing together at how much I was bombing.
At how little everyone else was laughing.
Yes. It was really like, I had a lot of fun because of that, but it felt like I was up there for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was maybe up there for 7.
You did a total, I want to say, of like 10. 11, 10 or 11.
Oh, okay. And I even, this was my mistake. Because I was like, okay, get off the stage, right? I was like, you should probably leave. And then I went, should I try something new? And everyone was really polite. And they went,
yeah.
Yeah. And then that's when I just really should have not done this something new.
Yeah, do it.
But you know what? I'm going to get better and I'm going to be motivated by this, that bomb.
Yeah. It was good though.
I'm going to start doing
magic.
Play
the song. Play the song.
Okay. This is the song. Okay. And I think I'm going to work on it even after this, but this is where it's at right now. This is what I did. Okay.
You don't have to hold it to the mic. We'll just throw it in the mix.
Okay.
You can, but we don't have to.
Rest in peace, Jesus. Rest in peace, the Queen. Rest in peace, Elvis. Rest in peace, Kurt Cobain. Rest in peace, Prince. Rest in peace, Caesar. Rest in peace, cast of Glee. Rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman. 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 Greatest act of our generation, inspiring hearts across the nation. The master almost plays Moneyball. Punch drug love, he did them all. All the other actors are mediocre. I generally think he'd be a better Joker. Even though Joaquin won the Oscar, I think Philip would have won 2 Oscars. 1-2 Oscars. 1-2 Oscars. Philip would have won 2 Oscars. Philip would have won 2 Oscars.
the bit, yeah. The bit here was, you know, Veronica...
I'm Charlie XCX.
Does a Charlie XCX thing on stage where she's like, I come out.
And then I don't think anyone screamed for that.
Yeah.
And it just fell on its face. But last night did well. Yeah.
Last night did well. Is it a new part of the show? Who's to say? Your show, I mean, not mine. Well, not ours.
I'm trying new things. I'm trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You need to get into... You got to do a tight five. You got to have your tight five. You know?
Like stand-up wise?
Like stand-up. You got to have your tight five. You got to have... The songs you've already got down. You got the musical element unlocked.
I need to write some more jokes.
So you need some more jokes. You need...
I did one yesterday. Did you like it?
Yes. So I'm saying I could really see it up there. I could really see it happening.
What'd I say?
I forget. I think Michael filmed it.
I remember.
What was it?
Daylight savings.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the checking option?
Did you make that up?
Yes.
That's good.
Thank you.
Because that's really good.
I want to write more jokes like that so then I can just kind of throw them in.
Mm-hmm. And then you need to do... Yeah, stand up. I don't know. You need impressions.
No.
Yeah.
I just did Charlie. Charlie XCX.
Is that an impression though?
No, I just put on a wig and I kind of do a loose British accent. And I go, Brat Summer!
You need impressions. We watched the Saturday Night Live doc and...
Are you good at impressions?
No, I can't do impressions for shit.
Okay, let's do one. Give me one.
Okay.
And I'll give you one.
Okay. You are going to do... I'm trying to think of like a good, like... Someone that's... You're going to do Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, do Jack Black.
Okay. Okay, and then you're going to do...
You go first. Let's see it.
No.
Do it.
Okay. Skadoosh. Skadoosh. Incarnation.
See, if you did that on stage.
No, I don't think that's...
Your show would be... Okay.
You are going to do an impression of John Lennon.
This might just become like Paul McCartney or something instead. Okay, John Lennon. Right. Yeah, man, it's the Beatles, you know, and I love music, you know, I love peace.
I can't believe you just did that shit.
That's terrible. I don't even know what John Lennon sounds like, to be honest.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. The Beatles.
The Beatles. John Lennon.
John Lennon. The Beatles. I love music and making it with...
He kind of sounds like Kane from Love Island.
With my friends. I love the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
More than the nose. And a little bit of hair.
So I'm not going to be doing impressions in my...
We won't be asking that. We won't be asking you to do that ever again.
I won't be doing impressions.
Good.
In any form of stand-up of anything in my life. Okay.
Okay.
There's something I wanted to do.
Oh. Okay.
And you already know it.
Okay.
I've asked you to prepare.
Yes.
Questions for we're going to test. We're doing a little test. Okay. This isn't the fucking personality Schwartz's making test.
What, you mean the 2-hour episode where we did a personality quiz that everyone loved?
This is to test our knowledge of one another.
Okay.
To test our friendship.
Okay.
I've prepared some questions. You have prepared some questions.
We're going to go one.
And we're going to keep score.
Okay.
At the bottom and see.
I've given you some easy ones.
I've given you some easy ones, but I also have some hard ones.
Okay. I have 3. 2 easy, 1 hard.
Okay, who goes first?
You.
Okay. What is my favorite color?
Green.
Great.
Yes.
She's one for
ding,
one.
Ding, ding, ding.
And you're, and then should we go where like I say mine and then in writing the question, I have to know
mine?
That about you? Or do you just want to
really
go
have
and ask?
One? But really? Who does?
I would say blue.
No.
No?
Like red?
Red.
I've been liking red.
Okay. Well, I got that one wrong.
Well, me.
Okay.
Okay. What is my family nickname and why? And where does it come from?
Okay, geez. It's Ika.
Yep.
And it's because you couldn't pronounce your full name, Veronica.
Well,
you couldn't say it.
How do you say that?
Veronica.
That's right. So Ika at the end.
Veronica.
Great.
And so you would just say Ika. Mm-hmm. And so your family calls you Ika.
That's right.
And it's not, which I thought was a thing, it's not a nickname for Veronica in Poland.
Not really.
It's just you.
Yeah.
Ika.
Yeah. I don't think I'm the only Ika in the world, but yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Does that mean I'm one for one or am I one for two since I missed the color one? You said you don't really have a favorite color.
No. And also, how am I supposed to answer?
But like green is like strongly my favorite color.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say scratch the asking each other back.
Okay.
So it's one for one.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Go.
How many tattoos do I have?
Three.
Good.
Yes! Wait! Wow!
This is a pretty easy one also.
Okay, this is kind of similar.
Okay.
How many scars do I have and where do they come from?
How many scars do you have?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how many.
Okay.
I know that your biggest scar that you have is from breaking your wrist playing basketball.
Okay.
I don't know how many you have from
okay,
that.
Okay, then I'll give you a hint. I have one more and where does it come from?
Yes, I remember this one too. You have one more on your forehead or eyebrow-ish area?
Yes.
And it's because when you were little... Is this wrong?
I'm not telling you.
In my head, it's that you were young and you hit it on a table. But I'm just making that up, aren't I?
Everyone's witnessing the downfall of a friendship right
Shit.
Now. On a cubby.
A cubby?
Grade one.
Yes. Okay.
Sliced it.
So it's close.
Well.
You were little and you ran into something.
No, I tripped and fell.
Okay. Similar. Running into something.
I didn't run.
Falling. You just were standing still and you just tripped.
No, I was going like this with my friend. And there was a little boy who was, all, I was little too, tripped over his, he was tying his shoe and I tripped over him. And then there was blood.
Okay.
And there
were
11
that,
stitches.
Well, to pass that one back.
Okay.
Where's
no.
my, I'm just curious because
no,
I.
No.
I just want to know if you know. Where is my like biggest scar that I have and what's it from? And if the answer you don't have it, that's fine because I don't think I've ever really brought it up.
On your back. And it's from a dirt bike.
So you have the second part. It was a dirt bike accident.
Dirt bike accident. Shoulder?
No.
Where?
It's my knee. I've got the big guy on my knee. Huge. We'll take a look after.
Okay.
Okay.
When you take your pants out.
I'm debating between two here.
Okay. My okay. last one's really easy.
Okay. What is the name of the college that I went to?
Loyola.
Very close.
Lay.
You have it down, basically.
New Orleans.
Loyola.
Okay.
Loyola University, New Orleans.
Okay.
And because that was too easy, I guess. Name of the ice cream place that I worked at when I moved to LA.
Big Bear.
Close.
Cold Bear.
No, it's got the alliteration.
Yes.
Yeah. The blank bear.
The brownie bear.
Think about it.
The basket bear.
What did we do there? It wasn't just ice cream. It was ice cream.
And cookies.
Which, to make cookies?
The dough bear.
No. How do you make cookies?
The baked bear. Oh, God. Pretty good.
Yeah. You're very close.
Okay. Those were hard. Or kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. And mine's easy. You're going to get it. What's my middle name?
You don't have one.
Great.
Friends. You know, I was thinking as I was reading these.
What?
I was like, because obviously I know, like, if you were going to toss
Loyola.
It back.
Loyola.
I know Craig's cookies, but for your school situation,
you don't know.
It's really jammed up in my head. Like, what high school versus, because I know.
What was my high school's name?
Saint. Can I say it?
No. Go like this.
Well, Connery will just
bleep
it out, which is not that big of a deal. Saint Catherine?
No.
It's not?
No.
What is it?
I'll tell you after. So he doesn't care about me.
But I do know.
Who won?
But I do know that after, like in between or whatever, when you went to Toronto, you went to...
Bleep again, Connery?
Bleep again. You went to... And then you went to the, like, conservatory of acting, the theater, the arts.
Yeah. But we'll get it next
it's
time.
It's tough because it's very different. Your path is not like went to high school, went to college.
I went to a few other programs.
Yeah, you had like things in between.
Yeah.
So I guess you win.
Yeah. Well, okay. Can we do this? Because people loved the evil laugh challenge that, you know, you blew me out of the water. People know that you're a star, Kyle, but that you're actually a bigger star than I am.
Because
that shit you pulled last episode.
With what? The
evil laugh challenge. So... Can you?
What are you talking about?
Stop. That's not what I was gonna ask you to do. I don't like it. Oh. Now every episode you're gonna do it?
No.
My God. Fuck.
What were you going to ask me to do?
Oh my God. Sorry, everyone. We have to have a warning before that. Okay, I was going to ask you to do... have you ever seen those, like, don't smile while laughing challenges?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Try that.
Me first?
Yeah.
Okay. So, smile. Don't smile. Laugh. Okay. Ha 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 That's about the best I can do. I'm really trying to not smile when I do that.
I'm really trying to not smile when I do that. Just the rules.
The rules. I'm really thinking about it. Yeah. So that's what the laugh sounds like. You're already smiling.
No, you haven't even started laughing. You're making me laugh. Because that made me laugh. You going so seriously going... Okay, ready?
It was pretty solid. I saw a glimpse of a smile, though.
I thought this was a challenge. I thought this was a challenge because it was going to make us laugh really hard, but it didn't.
It made you laugh.
Well, okay. Speaking of, because I said last episode that was a...
So it's an ick.
An ick.
Yeah. Which...
What's your biggest...
I took offense to that.
Come on.
I took offense to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm out here showing my real self. Okay. I'm out here laughing. I can't do an evil laugh now. You're telling me that I go on a first date.
Listen.
You're telling me I go on a first date. Okay. This is someone that I'm meeting for the first time. We're hitting it off.
I don't want to hear about that.
I do an evil laugh. I do an evil laugh. And you're telling me that that's an ick. You're telling me that I can't go on a first date and do an evil laugh.
You can, but she has to be the right one. Can you please, last thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Name 3 red flags, big red flags.
Whoa, okay.
And 3 green. Okay, 1. 1 red flag, 1 green flag. That's a must and a no.
But the thing, so here's my question though. Red flag, green flag, culture. Is green flag a must or is it like that's a good sign and red flag being like that's a bad sign?
Yeah.
But not a must.
Okay, not a must, but like you're like, no. That's really like, really does it for you.
Okay. A red flag.
Red flag being cheating or green flag being close with your family. Well, like what's.
Red flag is that's a huge red flag to me.
Cheating.
Yeah, but if I wouldn't know that from the first date. Are we talking first date or just talking in general?
First date.
Okay. Huge red flag first date is I'm hearing about, like having a falling out with a friend or friends, like somebody who's lost friends along the way. And for, you know, whatever reason, that's like a, oh yeah, like we had a big falling out.
Right.
To me, I'm like, okay, there's something
fishy.
Why are you having a falling out with
it happens.
A friend like that? But it is a bit
wonky.
It is a bit wonky.
Or a few, more than one falling out. I think you can have a falling out. I've had a falling out.
Yeah, but definitely, yeah, more than a falling out. Like, you know, We'll say multiple.
Yeah. I feel you.
That to me comes off where I'm like, is it this person or is it the people that they're choosing to surround themselves with?
What's your green flag?
Whatever. Green flag is green flag, I would say. I think the family stuff is a big green flag to me.
Oh, give me a different one because I gave you that example.
Okay. Well, what if that was my green flag?
Give me a different one.
Okay. Green flag is in its first date situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Being like responsible about the date. And
like what?
Like not having too many drinks, saying, I have to be home at a certain time. Even, you ready for this one? This is, to me, is a green flag. Not inviting back for the first date.
Oh, Kyle.
To me, it's a green flag.
We would never work.
To me, it's a green flag. What about you? What's your red flag?
First off, not that we're dating. I am the complete opposite on a first date. I want to have a night. I want to get drunk. I want to learn about your family, learn about everything. And we ended off with a cherry on top. You know what I'm saying. You know what I mean. Because how do you know you're compatible?
Sure.
If it's going well, obviously.
Yeah, if it's going well. But yeah. The first one to me is always like sussing it out. Like feeling out the vibes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Of course. I'm just like...
chatting.
Maybe now I'd be different. But for a while, that was my routine of just like, let's go get drinks. And like sometimes in a park or something like that. Actually, there's been plenty where they've been normal. But I'm not like, I don't go in with the plan of like, I need to be home. And then like, I'm just like, well, if we hit it off, we hit it off.
Another red flag to me.
Okay, here we go.
This is a good one, actually.
Okay.
Being too agreeable and just not having, like if we're getting into conversation about something, not having like opinions
right.
that differ from the things that...
What if they genuinely have the same opinions?
I'm saying you can tell sometimes.
Right.
You can tell if they actually have the same opinions or if they're just like, yes, I love that music.
Olives. I love olives. Yeah. No,
you
I
know what I mean?
Yeah. I do know what you mean.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well, we would just never work. And that's probably, and I need to just come.
Accept that.
We would just never work. What?
What's your red flag, green flag?
Fuck, I didn't think about that. Red flag? What's a red flag?
A red flag
being, I want you into it, but I don't want you too into it too quickly.
You like a little bit of a...
I've just had people come on really strong and be like, you know, more than once where they're like, I'm like, this was awesome. And like, I'm like done. Like I'm kind of like a lot of people that I've dated try to be exclusive with me right away.
Yeah. And you're not always ready for that.
And then I trick myself into saying that I am, and when maybe I'm not sure how I feel about them, and then I trick myself into liking them.
Mm.
So that's happened a few times.
You're the type who...
I'm like, oh yeah, because it's so nice. Like, it's so nice that like they're like, I don't want to see anyone else, it's you. And I'm like, well, that's...
You think, well, I must like...
Are you going to do that?
No. Some, they probably rang all the other ones.
Fuck, that scared me.
You think this person likes me so much, I must also like them.
Yeah, that's a big one to me. I've even had it where like they call me the next day and I'm like, yeah, that was like fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like it was more than like, it was even good. But since they came on so strong, I like, I'm not into it after.
Fellas, take notes. If you want a piece of this, don't chase.
Well, no. Chase, definitely. But like at a reasonable speed. I don't want to have this crazy thing. Maybe even after the third date. But don't be calling me the next day to check in on me.
Sure.
I just want a few texts.
Heard that.
I just want a few texts.
What's up? How you feeling?
Yeah, that was so
fun. I'm hungover as shit.
Let's make the next plan. Don't call me to go, how's your day going? I'm not telling you how my day's going. We had one date.
Fair. Green flag?
Green flag.
And it obviously can't just be the opposite of that.
No, I was going to say a sense of humor, obviously, but that's too obvious. Green flag.
I've got another green flag, but I'll let you go first.
I don't. Do I have one? Like, be like openness. I'm trying to. Green flag. Green flag.
I'm just gonna say
things,
mine. Maybe
things
it'll inspire.
They like. Like I'm pretty. Like I have to be able to talk.
Yeah.
About stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And more so, like I have a specific. Dang. Oh, wanting to hang out? I don't know.
But
you know what I mean? Like, I don't like when it's once a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, in 2 days, let's hang.
But that differs like there's like a fine line or not a fine line between your green flag and your red flag. There's a bit of a gray area there.
There is. There is. It's a fine line.
Which is tricky.
Yeah.
Because another green flag, which is just a thing.
Being loyal.
Yeah.
Like being trustworthy. But that's connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's a vibe. But I want to trust you and I'm not getting any weird vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. First date green flag. She offers.
To pay.
To split. But I say no. And then she says okay. Instead of, because what's not a red flag, but when it's just expected, especially on a first date, when it's just expected.
This is a longer conversation now.
When it's just expected, when you feel like you're entitled.
Yeah.
On a first date.
Yeah.
When you just feel like it's entitled. I get a little like, I'm gonna do
I'm
it.
I'm that way.
Because I'm the person who feels like that's what I want to do. I want to pay for it.
Yeah.
I want to do that. But when they're like, oh no, let me take half. Like I'll split it. I say, no. I say, hey.
I don't offer.
I say, hey.
You're paying.
I got it.
If you're asking me out, you're paying.
It's not a red flag.
No.
The opposite. But it is like
it's a red flag that to me, the opposite.
Yeah.
If the guy doesn't go, let me get it. Let's
split
it.
Of course.
If we're splitting it, we're not going another date.
Of course. But the gesture of offering, of being like, no, let's split it. Coming from the girl on the date.
I don't like splitting at all.
To me, it's a green date. But here's the thing. It's like they do it. It's out of being polite. It's not out of not actually wanting to split.
What about if you're in a relation?
That's different. Once you're there, it's kind of just like, depending on how deep into it you
also,
are.
Also, I understand that. Like, I'm not, you know, shish, where later on I'm like, okay, yeah, like I'm sure I know roughly how my partner's finances are and
mm-hmm.
and paying and, you know, what makes sense and what's fair. But I never like to split.
Yeah, it's fair. But in this case, first date, the gesture of offering,
yes.
Which I will not accept.
We won't go on a first date
then. But the gesture of offering.
Nope. Guess we're not compatible, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Nevermind. We love you so much. I have a show.
We love
July. It should be this week when this comes out next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
July what?
On Friday. July. No, not 20. 18th?
19th.
Let's see.
At the Bell House.
At the Bell House here in Brooklyn. Everybody, please come out.
Improv, but good.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. It's so much fun.
Are tickets on sale for that?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay. Yeah, link in the bio for that. It is like, you know, the show that Veronica and I do is fun and cool, but this is a totally different
19th.
Experience where they entirely from start to finish improvise a full story length musical.
And it sounds really cringy, but it's really fun.
It's fun as hell. And it's really funny.
Yeah.
And the talent of being able to get up there and just make up a long ass storyline is actually crazy. It's crazy.
Thank you.
You guys kill it. The first time I saw it, I think was the first time I was blown away by a live performance from Veronica and Haley. Truly.
Thank you.
I was like, whoa, that was crazy.
We got a standing ovation.
I know. It was insane.
That's crazy.
You guys also, and this is no discredit to you and Haley, you guys also picked a really good rock star cast for that.
We always do.
And in LA, you guys did rock star cast.
We always have a rock star cast, I will say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be on it?
This one's a great one.
Who?
Will Duncan.
Great.
Who I don't think you've seen.
I haven't seen him do music on improv.
Rachel
Foster. Nice.
Ali and Zach.
Great. I mean, that's plenty.
It's gonna be rocking. Anyways, it's gonna be rocking. Okay.
Okay.
Richard Perez.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Okay. If you want to tune in to the bonus, hit the Patreon link in the bio. But we out, we out, we out, we out.
Goodbye.
We'll see you next time because we out, we out.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.